2337 West Monroe, December 4th, 1969, on the cusp of a new year, you, 19 years old, lay sleeping, carrying a new day in your belly. 8.5 months worth of dreams for a boy with a fierce spirit like his father. Prayed for him the power of speech like his father. In a world where a black man walks with a target on his forehead, you prayed for him peace. Knock, knock. Who's there? Tommy. Tommy who? What were you dreaming of when the first shot was fired? 45 rounds or the 45 times you must have said, he'll be just like you. 45 rounds for the 45 times he must have put his head to swollen belly, whispered, revolution, to his unborn son. So you lay on top of him as he slept silently, human shield for this 21-year-old man with fire on his tongue. This man who knew the value of freedom because you knew that the world needed more men like him. Felt the baby kick and turn into the space for fatherless children. Then the final shot to the head. Our dreams bled red on new carpet. Is he alive? They asked. Yes, because you carried his legacy inside of you. He's good and dead now, they said. Good, but never dead. You can jail a revolutionary, but you can't jail the revolution. December 29th, 1969. A new sun rises. Fred Hampton Jr. Knock, knock. Who's there? Revolution.